On June 19, 1622, Rubens wrote, "I've also published a book on the architecture of the most beautiful palazzi in Genoa." With his own home and specially studio, he brought a piece of Italy to Antwerp.
Look at the Rubens house, now numbers 9 to 11, on the wapper, or bascule, a balance beam or hoisting boom near a canal. Imagine the time machine taking you back more than 400 years to 1611, but still you remain connected to the present day. Today, privacy rules would prohibit us from peeping into purchase deeds, last wills, powers of attorney, and building permits. But for later generations, such documents contain a wealth of information. In 1611, Rubens bought a house with a lot of land on the Wapper for 7,600 guilders, or approximately 125,000 euros. He started renovations and had a studio built above the existing foundations. The construction work took a long time, costing him maybe 10 times as much above the purchase price. In today's currency, €1 million investment. Since he earned a lot of money from his monumental paintings, Rubens must indeed have built a fortune. The so-called Stadtmasse, or estate mass, drawn up 5 years after his death, accounts for 400,000 guilders, or more than €5 million. Just like today, the citizens of the 17th century made plans. Peter Paul and Isabella had drawn up a joint last will, stating that his brother Philip and their father, Jan Brandt, would become guardians of their children. Actually, Philip was first to die. For both his marriages, Rubens made an agreement with the bride-to-be. These contracts and wills were later on executed to the letter. The inheritance was evenly spread among the children of both marriages, so no one was unfairly treated. Peter Paul's son Albert inherited the books, and the medals were equally shared with his brother Nicholas. Helena could keep her jewels and her clothes. The garments, woolen, silken, golden, silveren, and the linen, hers belonging.